From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. House Intelligence Committee has released a disputed memo outlining allegations by Republican lawmakers that FBI investigators abused their powers in their probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The memo was made public Friday, shortly after President Trump declassified it. We get more now from VOA's Steve Herman on the opposition to the Republican memo.
What has upset the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Democrats is they're saying that this memo is very amateurish, that it cherry-picks information, that it is misleading. There is another Democratic memo that some would like to see released to balance this out. If it was up to the FBI and the Justice Department, none of this would come out at all because they fear that this is going to have very serious ramifications.
VOA Steve Herman reporting. Speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, Mr. Trump said the contents of the memo were terrible. In his words, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, he said. Trump administration has imposed sanctions on 7 businesses and 6 people, all of that aimed to disrupt the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah was formed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in 1982 in response to Israel's invasion of Beirut and has since become an influential member of Lebanon's coalition government. U.S. military has released a 2018 nuclear posture review, adding nuclear capabilities and updating the U.S. current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. President Trump noted U.S. successive administrations have failed to modernize the nation's nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke in the Oval Office on Friday with a group of North Koreans who had escaped their country. Those defectors who decided to appear on camera thanked Mr. Trump for highlighting North Korean human rights abuses. The president addressed the subject during his speech last November in the South Korean National Assembly and his State of the Union address this week. Mr. Trump also spoke about phone calls he had had with Asian leaders that day regarding North Korea.
Before we start, I just had a phone call with the president of South Korea, President Moon, and they are in dialogue, at least as it concerns the Olympics, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And we had a great call. I also spoke to Prime Minister Abe of Japan, and we also had a very good call. So it's a very tricky situation. We're going to find out how it goes, but we think the Olympics will go very nicely, and after that, who knows? We'll find out. We're going to find out pretty soon, I suspect.
The president, during the Oval Office meeting with the defectors, refrained from making provocative comments about North Korea or its leaders. In the past, he has threatened to unleash, in his words, fire and fury on the country, which is building nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, and Mr. Trump has belittled North Korea's leader as Little Rocket Man. Kenyan lawyer Miguna Miguna has been arrested for taking part in opposition leader Raila Odinga's swearing-in ceremony. That story now from Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite.
Days after Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga staged his own swearing-in ceremony, pressure continues to mount on his national resistance movement. On Friday, Miguna Miguna, a lawyer and Odinga ally, was taken from his home in Nairobi to a local police station. On Tuesday, he'd been at Odinga's side for the symbolic presidential inauguration. He'd also declared himself a leader of the National Resistance Movement, which the Kenyan government has labelled a criminal group. Miguna's arrest is the second since the inauguration.
Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a multi-nation tour of Latin America and Mexico, said immigrants bring enormous value to the U.S., but added the U.S. government lacks good discipline in regulating who enters the country. Before embarking on his trip, Tillerson delivered a speech in the state of Texas, during which he warned that China and Russia are assuming alarming roles in Latin America, especially in the area of trade.
While this trade has brought benefits, the unfair trading practices used by many Chinese have also harmed these countries' manufacturing sectors, generating unemployment and lowering wages for workers.
He also urged regional powers to work with the U.S. instead of China and Russia. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.